Hello.
Hello, how you doing today, sir?
Good.
My name is Antonio, and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. We're not selling anything. We are conducting an opinion survey, and we would like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and nation. Does anybody in your household work for a news media outlet?
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling you from L.A., sir.
Okay, because it's just pretty late, so I wondered what could be the problem. Could we do this some other time?
We can answer to this very quick, sir. Does anybody work for a news media outlet?
I'll give you 3 minutes.
Okay. Does anybody work for a radio, internet, or television, or newspaper?
No.
In your household?
Nope.
They do or they don't?
Nobody in my household works for a newspaper, radio, or TV.
Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Definitely, probably, 50-50 chances, or you're not going to vote?
Definitely.
If you don't mind me asking, what is your age?
37.
Just to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
I'm Caucasian.
Okay. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied or dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Ooh, that's a hard one.
Okay.
Kind of leaning more towards the dissatisfied, I suppose.
Okay. Now, would like you to rate your feelings toward some people, organizations, or ideas using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0, the opposite, very cold and unfavorable. 50, neither cold, neither warm. Okay? You can also let me know if you have no opinion or if you never heard of them. How would you rate your feelings toward public schools?
Is that for local or national level?
National level, in general.
Probably a 30.
30. What about the U.S. Department of Education?
Probably also about a 30.
30? Okay. What about woke culture or wokeism?
Not
how would you
sure
rate
about
your feelings?
Like a 0?
0, okay. What about Joe Biden?
Probably 30.
What about charter schools?
Just in general?
Yes.
I don't have a whole lot of experience with charter schools.
We can say that you have no opinion or that you never
heard
of
it. Yeah, let's do no opinion. Yeah.
What about Donald Trump?
Maybe a 10.
Okay. What about Moms for Liberty?
Ooh,
have you ever heard of that?
I've only barely heard of it. I don't know a whole lot about it, so no opinion.
Okay. What about the National Education Association, or NEA?
Not heard of them.
Okay. What about public school teachers? How would you rate your feelings towards them?
Well, locally, I would say probably like an 80.
Okay. Generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in your neighborhood? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I'd say excellent.
Would you say that charter schools or public schools do a better job at educating students?
Ooh. I would say it's pretty equal, actually.
Okay, so you would say no difference?
Yeah, I would say probably no difference, yeah.
Okay. Now, people view education as a means to prepare students for life. Generally speaking, how well do you think public schools do at preparing students for each of the following? Please rate each of the following topics on a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that they're doing very well, 5 somewhat, 0 not too well. How do you think or view that public schools do to prepare students competing for and get good jobs in the future global job market from 0 to 10? You can choose any number.
Hold on just a sec. Preparing them for a global job market. And you said 0 was
zero
not good?
0 was not good at all. 5,
okay,
so
I'll probably say a 5.
Okay. What about be ready for higher education like college?
Probably a 7.
What about understand the value of diversity and how to navigate an increasingly diverse world?
Specifically the school system, how the school system...
Yes, how they prepare the students for that. Do you think they're doing a well job?
I'll say a 5.
5. What about develop social skills?
Maybe a 7 on that one.
What about grasp the academic basics of reading, writing, and math?
Probably a 5.
Develop critical thinking skills.
That one's probably closer to a 4.
Okay. Now, would you say that your state spends not enough, too much, or just about the right amount on public school education?
Not enough.
Have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years?
Board meeting? No.
Board, okay. How much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory, or CRT? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
A little.
As you may have heard, critical race theory, or CRT, which is not actually taught in kindergarten to 12th grade public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics? You can say
mainly,
strongly or somewhat. Either agree or disagree.
Let's say somewhat agree.
Okay. How much have you heard, seen, or heard, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss sensitive topics from public schools? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
A little.
Please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. A certain amount of politics is unavoidable in classroom discussions. Teachers should have the freedom to discuss and educate students on all political viewpoints without censorship. Would you agree or disagree with that statement?
I'd agree. I don't think there needs to be censorship.
Somewhat or strongly?
I would say strongly.
Public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today. Would you agree or disagree with that statement?
I would somewhat agree, yep.
Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents should not be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Would you agree or disagree with that statement?
I think I would disagree.
Somewhat or strongly?
I would somewhat disagree, yeah.
Okay, we're almost done, sir. I truly thank you. Okay, we're almost done. Just give me one more minute. Now, I'm going to read you a list of ideas that some say would help improve the quality of public schools. For each, please tell me whether you would support or oppose, either somewhat or strongly. Teaching about America's history of slavery and segregation. Would you support or oppose that?
I don't know that it needs to be focused on solely, but it needs to be taught somewhat, yeah.
Okay, so would you support it somewhat or oppose
somewhat,
it?
Somewhat, yeah. Okay. I would somewhat support it.
Remove books from school libraries that contain sensitive or controversial topics. Would you support or oppose it?
I would oppose the removal of books.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Would you support or oppose adding armed security guards to patrol all kindergarten to 12th grade public schools?
Armed security guards? Yeah, I would support that.
Strongly or somewhat?
I'd strongly support it.
Would you support or oppose raising the standards for entry into the teaching profession, including tougher certification and licensing requirements?
I don't know if I can answer that to yes or no, because raising the standard doesn't solve the underlying issue, in my opinion. So,
can always say somewhat if you're not truly...
I suppose I would somewhat say raise the standard, but at some level that causes other problems. So I don't know. Yeah, somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree. Okay. What about increasing teacher pay?
I would agree. I'll say strongly agree. Yeah.
Strongly support. Some U.S. cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum for kindergarten to 12th grade public schools. Now, this new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilizations, the Black experience in America, and the contributions and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit to the kindergarten to 12th grade public schools curriculum?
I would somewhat disagree. I'm not opposed to teaching about history of Blacks in America, but I think other minorities would deserve just as much attention to.
Now, we are almost done, okay? Let me read these last three arguments, okay, that some say might make about education in America. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you find it a very convincing argument, 5, somewhat, and 0, not convincing at all. And you can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one,
okay.
History teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So, when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustices experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. Does that sound very convincing, somewhat, or not all convincing to you, from 0 to 10?
I would probably put it at a 4.
We don't allow non-experts to yell at doctors about how to perform surgery or at carpenters and electricians about how to build a house. It should be the same with teachers. Teachers have spent years or even decades earning their credentials and studying their subject matter. So teachers should decide what to include in the school curriculum, not parents, and certainly not politicians. How convincing does that sound from 0 to 10?
Let's say a 7 on that one.
Working for diverse classrooms and inclusive lessons isn't just the right thing to do. It's also the smart move for kids of all races. Students improve their critical thinking and problem-solving skills when they learn alongside classmates from different cultures and backgrounds. And exposure to diversity helps prepare them to navigate our increasingly diverse world, a skill that colleges and employers value. How convincing does that sound to you?
I'll say a 7 on that one as well.
Okay. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. So once again, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statement. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents should not be allowed or should not be able to dictate a school curriculum. Would you agree or disagree?
That was a scale of 0 to 10. I'd put a 7.
No, that's either you agree with the statement or disagree with the statement.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I would agree.
Somewhat or strongly?
I probably, yeah, I'd probably strongly agree with that one.
What about public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today? Would you agree or disagree with that one?
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree. Now, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
As far as
high school graduate, some college, college graduate.
Oh, okay. Yeah, a master's degree.
Master's degree. Which of the following best describes your work situation? Are you employed, retired, disabled, unemployed, a student, or a homemaker?
Employed.
Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Neither. Yeah, independent.
Independent. Do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger, living in your household?
Yes.
Which of the following describes your child's or children's school? Public school, charter school, private school, homeschool?
Public.
Okay. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Probably somewhat conservative.
How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Or hardly ever? Or never?
Every week.
Every week. Now, for each of the following descriptions I read, please tell me if this applies to you personally or to someone in your household. Are you a born-again, evangelical, or fundamentalist Christian?
No.
Okay. What about, are you an educator, such as a teacher, professor, or classroom aide?
Currently, no.
Okay. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Awesome. Thank you very much, sir. We are completed with this survey. I truly thank you. Thank you for your patience and cooperation. Thank you.
Hey, thank you. You're doing a great job. Talk to you later. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.